coming celebration. And I'm going to tell you right now, next Sunday morning is coming union. We're going to take communion next Sunday morning. And boy, I want you to be here for Easter Sunday. The unifying truth of the Word of God is He lived, He died, He rose, and He's coming again. I don't know if you ever turn the TV on or if you get your news on the internet. The Middle East is dissolving. The Middle East is absolutely dissolving. I don't know, and don't take this as political, because it sort of is, but it's also sort of the reality. The United States is distancing itself from Israel more today than at any time in my lifetime and in the recent life of Israel. And I'm going to tell you, when it unfolds, I told somebody this week, they were asking me, I said, go home and read Ezekiel 38. Read Ezekiel 38. You're going to find out what the Middle East looks like. The word Persia, put the word Iran there, because that's who that is. Go read Ezekiel 38. That's next Sunday. I got to get back to here. It was a little boy. It was Palm Sunday. A little boy woke up sick, and his mother said, well, I better keep him home. And the dad went on to church on Palm Sunday. And when church was over, he came home, and he brought his son a palm leaf. And the little boy said, what's that from? He said, well, you know, when Jesus came into town, the people waved palm branches and got all excited, and so I brought you a palm branch from the church service. The little boy said, wouldn't you know it? I missed church once, and Jesus shows up. You could see that coming, couldn't you? I mean, you could see that coming. You go home today, and on Palm Sunday, you say, Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up. And if you didn't feel it, if you didn't feel God in this place today, come see me when this is over. We'll find an altar somewhere. You need to get saved. You say, oh, that was judgmental. I know. I'm trying to make a point to you. I dare you to let down your guard and give Jesus a fair chance. A prayer dare, dare to run, dare to get away from sin, dare you. And that boy, y'all just, see, that don't mean nothing to y'all like it does me. But I like that. Man. All right, Matthew 21. Very, very familiar. We're familiar with this. We're going to read verses 8 through 11. And a very large multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitude who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And then we're going to go back and read an Old Testament, Psalm 118, 26 through 29. I think you'll get this pretty easy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Father God, we could just kind of say amen and go home right now, but Lord, I'm not sure that we're quite done even yet. So I'm asking you to take your word. Lord, make it real to us. Speak to our hearts today. Thank you, God. This has been a pretty heavy teen day. The teens doing the music and the teens doing the skit set to the song. Father, there's already been a great challenge issued to us today. There's already been a great challenge, and I thought I was issuing it, but come to find out, Lord, this was your plan. I yield to you completely. God, you're daring us. Take the chance. Step out. Step out to do something they've never done, Lord. I believe right now, God, I believe right this minute, somebody this morning has been urged to call somebody and invite them to the drama. And Lord, for them that's going to be hard, maybe for who it is. Maybe it's somebody that they will mock them, they think. Lord, maybe it's somebody that they haven't talked to in a long time. Maybe it's somebody that they know really needs you, and that person will know it too. Lord, I don't know. That just hit my head right then. Lord, you're saying, I dare you to chance it. I dare you to trust me and step out where you cannot see, where your foot's going to land until it touches solid and you'll find it's me holding you there. God, what a day we've had already. Continue now to move in our hearts, and we'll give you praise for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're familiar, you probably already know how this thing goes. Palm Sunday is a day of great celebration. We call it the triumphant entry. For the people in the city of Jerusalem, it was a day of confusion. We're gonna look at that as it unfolds this morning. The people that were coming, the multitudes in this case, many of them from Galilee, knew Jesus better than some of the people who lived in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus went to the feast, got in trouble at the feast, but Jesus was not nearly as well known in Jerusalem as he was outside of the city. And so this thing is happening where these people say, who is this? And the other people are saying, man, this is Jesus. Some didn't know and some knew. And boy, there's a clash of the titans. Can you see it coming? I just told you what we're voting on today. The clash of the titans right there. The disciples were probably thinking incorrectly, we're about to go in here and establish a new kingdom. We're gonna go up to the temple. Jesus is going to demand that the priests line up under him. We're gonna declare war on the Romans and run them out of our city and then out of our area and then out of our country. Today is our day. Triumphant entry. Triumphant entry. What they hoped would be triumph. An earthly kingdom. So while it was exciting, the excitement of the day for both of these groups is very misplaced. Very misplaced. We're going to talk in point one. The multitude gives Jesus titles. The multitude will give him titles. And we're going to read this. It's quoting scripture. These people were going a little crazy that day. And I'm not sure how it was. This is the songs they would sing, the songs of ascent as they would go into Jerusalem. This was normal for them. I don't know that they got this excited all the time, but they were excited. I don't know if they knew what to do. I doubt that every time there was a feast, they would pick someone and coronate them and lay their clothes in the road and put their clothes and their garments on the back of the animal and cut down palm branches. I don't think that happened every time, but it sure happened today. And while they did not understand it, I believe they liked it. I believe they liked how it felt, kind of like me this morning. I like how it feels in here. I just powerfully felt the presence of God, and I like it. I've got to tell you, I like it. But let's listen now. Here are some titles that were applied to Jesus. Letter A, if you make an outline in your notes, number one is the multitude gives Jesus titles. Letter A, underneath that, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna means save us now, David, the one promised. There will one come who will come out of the root of Jesse and will sit on David's throne. Save us now. See, they don't understand what save us now. We say save us now, we mean forgive us of our sins. They said save us now, they meant deliver us from oppression. That was the Old Testament definition of salvation. When God saved Israel out of Egypt, he delivered them from oppression. So that's what they're really saying is, David, son of David, save us now. What title are they giving Jesus when they say that? Son of David. Who was David? King. They're giving him the title King. They're saying, this is our King.
We declare you to be the Son of David. We declare you to be that one who fulfills the prophecy that a root from Jesse and one who will sit on David's throne has come, and he's here, and this is him. They have called him their king. Do you understand why the Pharisees didn't care for that too much? They were not liking this day. Letter B, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now we look back, Psalm 118 and verse 26. If we can just get that verse back up there, verse 26 of Psalm 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. They start that, but they don't finish that. And you know, Jesus tells the Sanhedrin at the end, during his trial, he says, you won't see me again until you hear, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And this is over. So this is not the day he's talking of. He's talking about another day. But when I went back and read in Psalm 118 and verse 26, I realized there was something else there. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. And this is what was supposed to be happening on these feast days. There were supposed to be priests stationed around the temple courtyard. And at that time, the steps coming up were huge. And people would come and they would sing. If you've studied or ever seen or heard anything about this, it wasn't steps like this. The steps were like 3 feet wide with a step up and then 3 feet wide and then a step up. And they were as wide as maybe 100 feet wide. And the people would come from every direction. And you could hear them singing way outside the city, coming from every direction. There were 12 gates into Israel, into Jerusalem. And they would come in and they would file through those tiny little streets. And then they would gather and they would move toward the temple. And they would come and they would line up abreast and step up. And they would be singing the Psalms of Ascent, ascending. And they would take one more step and the people would fill in behind them until there was this mass of people coming up these stairs. And as they reached the top, the priests would begin to say to them, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Them. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. That's what the priest said to the people. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Now they just said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They didn't finish it. What do you think they were saying about Jesus? What do you think they wanted Jesus to do when he reached the Temple Mount? What title would you give him here? I've already actually said it three times, but priest. He's going to be their priest. He's going to be the one who intercedes for them to God himself. These people have heard him speak. They've heard him say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. They understand the connection. This man talks to God, and he will intercede for us. He's going to be the priest in this new earthly kingdom. Now, they're still misdirected, but they got some things right here. Letter C. Letter C. The third title, openly, without hesitation. The city comes running, and they say, who is this? And the multitudes coming from outside the city say, this is Jesus, the prophet of Galilee, or Nazareth in Galilee. So they call him a prophet. Sometimes that's capitalized, and it probably should have been right there. Maybe they were not inferring that strong. How many of you ever heard Jesus called prophet, priest, and king? How many of you have ever heard it? Not too many? Prophet, priest, and king. Those are all titles that we understand, and I'm telling you they were all used that day in full understanding, knowing these people, the multitude, were understanding Jesus for all three of them and liked it, wanted it. Misdirected as it may have been, misunderstood as it may have been, because they thought they were going to have an earthly kingdom, but they named him prophet, they named him priest, and they named him king. Well, this day called the triumphant entry. You see why they call it the triumphant entry? It's Jesus' high day. It's Jesus' high day. This was the day. Had he had the inkling, history could have been changed. And he could have taken on a human role. That's not what he came for.
That's not why he was here. So while there was cause for celebration, the real cause would come a week later. But we're not there yet. But we'll go there next week. Number two, the chief priest also gave him a title. Matthew 21, and we're going to read verse 10 again, and then we're going to drop down to 15 through 17. When he come into the city, or Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" Now verse 15. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, he's healing, he's now inside the city, and he's healing people, and he's blessing people. When the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" How far am I going? 17. And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise?" Then he left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and there he lodged. Boy, I want to pray again. I tell you what, man, that's the Word of God. That is the Word of God. Look at how this unfolds. These people do not like Jesus. These people are fearful of Jesus. And though they get up in their temple and they say things like, "Oh God, send your anointed one, your Christos." By the way, y'all know what Jesus means, right? Jesus is the Old Testament word Yeshua, Joshua, our Savior. That's why the angel told Mary, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Yeshua means Savior. And so, here's a man named, which there were a lot of people named Joshua. I got that. But here's a man named Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus, in that's just the Roman spelling, our Savior. And the children and the crowd are yelling, "Save us now!" Do you see that? His name means Savior, and they're screaming, "Save us now!" And they say, the apostle, the chief priests get up and tell their people, "God will send the Christos, the Anointed One, the Messiah." That's where we get Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed One. He comes, and they are indignant. They're angry, but they're more than angry. They're insulted that he has come. They're insulted that he allows people to talk to him the way they are, and he doesn't put a stop to it. We can't read every single verse every single Sunday, but you know that story, right? "Tell these disciples of yours to stop this." You know that line, right? Jesus said back to them, "I tell you, if these stop praising me today, the rocks will cry out. Because today, I'm going to be praised." Y'all know what today is? This is that day. It was a Sunday. It was a Sunday. This is the one day we get to get right. Triumphant entry, the day they found Jesus to be raised from the dead. Both Sundays, we get to do this on the right day. Praise God. Now, verse 10 kind of explains what's going on. We've covered this a little bit. At first, you could always hear the singing. The way the city was built and the way the hills were, you could always hear the singing, the psalms of ascent. But on this day, there was obviously something different, so that the whole city was moved, it says, stirred, questioning, and they could hear them coming from that eastern side, the Mount of Olives, coming down into the Kidron Valley and coming up to the eastern gate. Whew. He's going to come through there again one day. That poor old Muslim fellow that walled it up. We'll keep him out. We'll wall it up. He'll just come up and go, "Here I am." I can't go there. I can't go there.
But all the people hear it stronger from there, the multitude, and they're crying. They're not just singing now. They're crying out and they're going crazy. And so the city is now moving in that direction because they want to know what's going on. What is this? Who is this? What are you people doing? There's a multitude in front of him running ahead, shouting and laying down clothes and palm branches, preparing the way, opening the path. And here comes Jesus riding on a donkey, on the foal of a donkey with clothes on his back. And I don't know what he looked like, man. I want to think he's up on his knees going, yeah, but I don't think he was. I want to think that, but my video really doesn't have that in there. I just see him riding, grinning, touching. Yes, there, yes. Seeing the people he knows. He's coming in like a king. That's what that represents, the foal of a donkey. And then there's more behind him, and they're shouting and going crazy. And these two groups of people intersect somewhere around that eastern gate, and the people from the city don't know. They go, what is this? And they go, buddy, this is a procession of our new king. And they go, who is it? It's the prophet. It's Jesus. Now, see, those people have heard of Jesus. The people in Jerusalem, the people whose economy and lives are affected more directly by the Sanhedrin and the high priest, they've heard of Jesus, but they've heard him under the title given him by the chief priest. And their title for him was troublemaker. And so the people in Jerusalem, you understand, the people in Jerusalem have this clash with the multitudes. They intersect, they converge at one place, and there's like this clash of ideas, and the multitude, they will not be stopped. They're pressing into that temple mount. They're going to go up and coronate their king. All that stuff, and it starts happening, and that's why Jesus has to withdraw to Bethany, because it was going to happen if he didn't do something. He wouldn't silence them, but he couldn't let them go that far. And so every day then, he will come back. You know, I'm just going to inject this, and then we're going to be done. On the day that Jesus is mock-trialed and Pilate, do you realize that the people who are calling out for him to be crucified are people from the city who have gotten up early in the morning? The multitudes go outside the city and stay out in the countryside, Jesus himself doing that. So the people who call for him to be crucified, people say, oh, how fickle. I probably preached that myself. Oh, how fickle they were. 4 days ago, they were screaming, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna. And now today they're yelling, crucify, crucify. I don't think it's the same people at all. I believe these are people from the city of Jerusalem who have disdain for him because the chief priests have told them to. These are people who said, we've got to help the chief priest out. We've got to get rid of this troublemaker. We will see him crucified. That's coming, but we're not there. I gotta come back here. We're going to celebrate today, or else maybe we're going to call him a troublemaker. See, Jesus makes trouble. There's no doubt about it. Jesus makes trouble. So these chief priests, angry and insulted. I want you to get that. That word indignant. Man, their feelings are hurt because of him. They are consumed with this guy. Wow. They cannot believe Jesus is allowing these peasants from Galilee to come down to the city and start acting like this is something real and true. Boy, in Sunday school this morning, I told them I can get along with anybody until they say the Word of God is not inspired. Then I got to go, what? Then why don't you throw that thing in the garbage and go sell cars? That's to preachers who preach. Get up and make a living preaching from this, but then they say, but I don't believe God wrote it. Well, if God didn't write it, what are you doing talking about it? You ought to write your own book. You ought to say, thus saith Terry Chapman. Make up your... No, we don't have that option. Go read Peter. He'll say, the Word of God is not open to personal interpretation to say, well, I'll tell you what it means to me. Not open to that. It's open to what God says. And here those people in Jerusalem are saying, no, we're not going to be told that. We're not going to be told that. We're going to do what we say, and we're going to take this troublemaker and get rid of him. And they did. They did. So point number three is very short. What title do you give Jesus today? If today is a day of celebration for you, I'm so glad Jesus came. I cannot. Boy, if I could orchestrate stuff, if I could write it down and send it in one of those little tubes and it said heaven, and go, whew, you know, at the bank. You ever wonder where it really goes? I mean, you see it go here and all of a sudden it drops over there, but you don't know where that came from. Yours could still be up there somewhere. I wish I had one of those that said heaven. And I could write down my stuff and I'd go, whew. And I would have wrote down for today, God, I'm gonna issue a prayer dare. But I need a skit. I need somebody else to say, I dare you. I dare you to run to God and away from the world. We need a skit that has the word dare in it to amplify what I'm trying to do. So, Lord, if we could make that happen. And then sometime about prayer time, I'm going to need you to just move on us so that we just feel this boom. Kind of like the triumphant entry. Kind of like, bam, who is that? What is that? And, Lord, if you could do all that, I believe when we get to the end and we say there's two ways of looking at Jesus, people will understand better. So if you could just make that new. Well, I didn't do that. But he did it anyway. He chose to do that anyway and say, here, let me make your service a little better than you think. Can I tell you, don't ever, ever, ever think I'm in charge of nothing. I don't want to be in charge of nothing. I just want to be like, what's that old song? Who's it? Roger Miller. Boy, that's going to date me. I've got a tiger by the tail. Y'all might not know that song. Chuck, you laugh too loud, bud. Chuck gets my stuff because we're too close in age. It just ages him. That's why I want to be with God. I just want to have the back of his robe running. Just, oh, I can't keep up. And he turns around and says, what? I'm swung over here. And I, whoa, I just want to hang on, but I want him running this thing. And if you think you're going to be reserved and say, well, I kind of like to kind of be in control, then you're from the city. You're from Jerusalem. And you're saying, who is this? What is going on? Why are you doing this? Why are y'all getting blessed? And why are you putting your clothes on the ground and letting a donkey walk on it? I'd never do that. Then you can't accept Jesus into your life because that's the way he comes. You have to put your stuff down. Your stuff has to go down so that he can come. And so which side are you on? Well, I told you a while ago, I didn't think we're done. I don't think we're done. I wasn't going to give. My wife said, you got an invitation because she's in the nursery. Did I mention that? Ah, we're so good. Where's Josie Fears? Can you come play the piano, Josie? Where are you? She's in the nursery too. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Michael. He's going to come do something. I don't know what. He can play the piano, I bet. No, I bet he picks up a guitar. I'm going to, in just a minute, let me just tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to ask everybody to stand. See, I think a while ago, there were people who felt it, didn't know what I was saying. But I think there are some people that since prayer time, you regretted that you didn't lay your coat down or wave a palm branch. Welcome, Jesus. You felt it. You knew something happened. But I'm not going to let go. I'm not really going to let loose because I got to kind of be in control. I've lived my whole life that way. We're not going to take a lot of time, probably not 2 minutes, but I'm convinced. I won't even say God told me, but God impressed on me that there were some people that didn't go. That's why, did you notice what I was doing? I mean, I was trying to give someone a chance, and I don't know if they responded or not. I don't know. We could be done, but I got to find out. Because I believe today, for today, somebody could be very different leaving this place than the way they came in. If today, if you would lay it down. Here, let me show you. This is what it looks like. Lord, come my way. come to me. I lay it down in front of you. I don't want anything to get in my way. Lord, come to where I'm at. While he plays, while you're standing, and most of you are already up, I don't know if it's one person in this room, and maybe you did, maybe you already came, but somebody this morning needs to leave the city crowd and join the multitude that this morning celebrates Jesus coming into this place. I'm going to give you just a minute. Father, make it easy for someone right now. I don't even know what it means. I don't know what they need. I don't even know what I'm saying, Lord, except trying to be obedient to you. But right now, Lord, I believe there's somebody just playing a tug of war with their spiritual being, with their emotions. God, I just think there's some people right now that don't know what's happening. They're saying, what is this? Why does he keep talking about me? How does he know what I'm thinking right now? Lord, let that person know that's not me, that's you. And you're talking to them. You love them that much that today you would draw people to you. But Lord, some people are, they don't want their coat to get dirty. They don't want to lay anything down. And they're never going to get it until they let go of some stuff and make a path for you. If that's you, you've got just about 20 seconds. Somebody ought to run. I don't know who. Somebody ought to run to get to that altar and say, it's my day. It's me. And I want it. If that's you right now, do not say, I'm going to come back another day. Come today. Come today. Right now, very quickly, we're going to close. We're going to be done. And I'm going to tell you, I've been had it told to me 100 times. When you hit those doors, the coolest air is going to hit your face. And the feeling you feel in here will not be there anymore. The coolest air will take that lift of conviction right off of you. So you better come now if you feel it. Come on right now. We're about to close in prayer. And if you need to be down here, one or two people right over there, my right, one or two people that can pray. Otherwise, just somebody to come and touch these that are at this altar. Just come and put your hand on them. Real quickly, we're going to close in prayer. One over here on my left, a lady over here. Boy, I felt like earlier during prayer time, God said, boy, if the right person moves, this place is going to just explode. And I have a feeling somebody that was supposed to didn't. I don't know what I'm talking about there. It's just how I felt. Right now, help her, Jesus. Help them, Lord. Help them. You know the need. You know the prayers. Right now, oh God, have your way. Have your way. Go down in the city. Come up in the multitude. I'm praising God today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else, anybody else, right now, we're going to close in prayer, and your time for today, it's going to go. Commit right now. I'm going to call somebody that needs this, and I'm going to bring them tonight. I'm coming, and I'm bringing somebody that needs this, because it's going to happen again tonight. Father God, I am so glad I came to church today. Lord, we pray for your presence every week and believe for it and trust for it. But Lord, some weeks, no doubt, it's stronger than others. And Lord, it is strong this morning. Lord, I want to be a part of that multitude that lays it down and says, I'm not going to have anything impeding the path of Jesus. I'm going to lay it down. And Lord, say, come, come, Hosanna, save us now, King of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The blessing comes from the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our prophet, the prophet from Galilee and Nazareth in Galilee. Prophet, priest, and king. You are our king. You are our king. And we praise you this morning. Can you just lift up a clap offering of praise to God. Let's tell Him this morning, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him this morning and say, thank You, Jesus. We're the multitude. We're the multitude praising Jesus. Oh, don't get fanatical, preacher. Don't get crazy. They were nuts that day and didn't care who saw it. Leave here rejoicing. Leave here praising God. Shake hands with three people and say, I'm coming back tonight, and bring somebody with you. God bless you. You are dismissed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.